Welcome back to Hard Facts with Sandra Ezekwesili.
FM Nigeria Info. Time check is 3 minutes past the hour, 5 p.m. Welcome back to Hard Facts with Sandra Ezekwesili. My name is Ezugu Chukwudi. Now, I had informed you during the Big Three that we are going to discuss in details the policies and plans of the presidential candidates who were present at the presidential town hall meeting with focus on security and the economy organized by the Center for Democracy and Arise Television. Now, I explained during the Big Three that the selection process was via an online poll. And after the conduct of that online poll, the organizer said that the four candidates were selected based on their performance in an online survey by the organizers, during which all the 18 political parties were listed in alphabetical order. Now, according to the organizers, the result of this survey informed the decision to invite the highest four scoring parties, Labour Party, All Progressives Congress, the People's Democratic Party, and the New Nigeria People's Party. Now, it's important to point out that the town hall, which was slated to begin by 7:30 p.m., was delayed. And this was as a result of the fact that some people expressed their displeasure with the manner in which some of the presidential candidates who were chosen or selected to participate in the exercise chose to be absent.
Welcome back to Hard Facts with Sandra Ezekwesili.
Now you listen to the protestations of some Nigerians, some people who are said to be supporters of some of the presidential candidates present. They were of the opinion that only presidential candidates should participate in a presidential town hall event. Now, it's important to note that Alhaji Atiku Abubakar of the PDP was represented at the event by his running mate and the governor of Delta State, Senator Ifeanyi Okorah. Meanwhile, the presidential candidate of the All Progressives Congress had no representation, and so the organizers replaced him with another presidential candidate. Now, this is where another controversy ensued. Supporters of the AAC presidential candidate, Mr. Omoyele Sowore, were of the opinion that given the result of the online poll, it did not make any sense to skip the candidate who polled fifth and pick somebody else who did not even finish in top seven. But the organizers will maybe have to address that and explain. So I said to just lay down the basis so that people have an idea of what the situation was. They conducted an online poll. Supporters of the candidates voted. The political parties were written in alphabetical order. Some did not get a single vote. Others got votes, and they polled the first four political parties, and invitation was extended to these parties respectively. Unfortunately, the candidate of the All Progressives Congress did not show up and wasn't represented, while that of the People's Democratic Party had his vice presidential candidate to represent him. Now, they focused on some very important issues affecting every Nigerian. And it's pertinent to point out that as Nigerians, we must stay on the issues. While I admit that certain issues are very, very important, but we have a conversation, Lagos and Nigeria. These candidates, whether representing the principal or the last minute candidate that was included, or those who did not even participate at all I am very sure that everybody agrees that there are very important problems that Nigerians are contending with today. So we're going to take a look at how the presidential candidates and the vice presidential candidate representing his principal addressed the important issues. So I am going to play a file detailing the take of the Labour Party presidential candidate, Mr. Dr. Peter Obi, on train security, on incessant attacks, and also on kidnapping. I would like to appeal to everyone to please pay attention. Whether it is a candidate that you support or it is a candidate that you do not support, remember that I have stated that the issues that we are faced with are one and the same. And it is expected that whoever emerges as the winner of the elections would address these problems and deal with them. So I would like to hear your take when you listen to all these candidates. When I play, I would highlight what they said. And when we take phone calls, I would like you to just share your thoughts on the plans and policies of these presidential candidates.
First for me is that I believe that there was a failure of intelligence processing, because before that incident happened, from informations available, there were already indications of insecurity within that rail corridor, as well as previous attempts and intelligence that were ignored. So there was a failure of processing and giving due attention to intelligence, which I would have promptly dealt with. Two, when it happened, government action and communication were weak. If I was commander-in-chief, we would have acted swiftly, and throughout that process, would have remained in communication and at least shown consistent empathy to the families of those that are involved. We would have done it differently. And I think that shows the overall need for us to